evening, everyone. Welcome to Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. Hi, everyone. John King here with you this evening. Fred Smith across the plexiglass from me in the studio. And we've got Kirk Richards, our first guest. He is the track and cross-country coach for Siena Heights. How you doing, Coach?
Oh, I'm doing great. Just preparing for the holidays. How are you?
Okay, we're all doing great in here. Okay, Coach Smith, take it away. I'm sure you got a question or two for Coach Richards.
I sure do. Coach, just to clarify for our audience here, Coach is our head women's cross-country and track coach and works side-by-side with Coach Bauer, who we had on last week. Coach, first off, good to talk to you. How you been, my friend?
I'm doing great. I'm up on vacation with the family. Got all my four of my children and grandchildren in the same place.
Good. That's
it is awesome.
Where's that at? You mind me asking?
We're up in the Manistee area.
Good deal. That's awesome. Listen, Coach, you get this program going. Tell us a little bit and our audience about yourself and about your journey to Siena.
Well, I started at Siena Heights 13 years ago. This is my 13th season, and I think 10 years ago you were my immediate supervisor and athletic director. You asked if I'd like to be the head women's track and field coach, and before that I did some high school coaching, but now I'm here at Siena Heights University doing what you ask, and I love it, and I thank you for that. It changed my life, and it's been nothing short of amazing, and yep. I thank you for that, being the head women's track and cross-country coach.
Well, Coach, you know, it was a pretty easy call. You relate well with our young people at Siena, and talk to all of us about some of your accomplishments in the program since you've been at Siena.
Well, since I took over 10 years ago for the women's track and field program, we've been top 10 in the country, I believe, 9 times at the national championships, indoor or outdoor. We've won 2 conference titles. I think we've been took home trophies 3 times. We finished 3rd and 2/4, I think 15 and 16.
And, you know, you and Coach Bauer have been kind of a dynamic duo at Siena, and that is just so awesome for all of us to see. But you've also had some, you're kind of known as a technician. You know, you really coach, have had a lot of success with individual athletes, some pole vaulters and whatnot. But what is, I guess, you know, what have you known for? I know you've done unbelievable with pole vaulters, but talk to us about some of your specific specialties in coaching track.
Well, Coach and I, Coach Bauer, the future Hall of Famer, and I'm hoping you get to go down for that.
Oh, I'll
down
be there.
To Gulf Shores. Oh, great. It's going to be fantastic. Well-deserved there. I do like the technical events. I love physiology. In the high jump, we've had 3 national champs recently. Pole vault, we've had 6 national champions, more than any other collegiate program, I think, in the U.S. I love the long jump. I'm back coaching that. And I'm helping Coach Bauer with that, with Matt Gipple and Davion Curry. Matt is currently, I believe, 3rd in the NAIA rankings at 23 feet, I believe 5.5 inches. And he's going to get better, and so is Davion. I do like the technical events. It's very challenging, and it's teachable. And if you have a coachable athlete, you can make very, very big improvements, great strides forward, and reach a lot of success.
Yeah, we saw that last week as you know, you probably heard when we interviewed Matt, his improvements since he's come from Coldwater High School has been incredible. One other thing I'd like to, you know, tell our audience about is your great contributions at Siena in helping us prepare for the for getting ready for O'Laughlin Stadium. In other words, a lot of our older alums, and you attended Siena for a short time, but was used to really no track, you know, and we had an indoor track we kind of used for competition, then practice only. And then around 2010 or so, when football came on campus, lacrosse, other sports, we were blessed enough to put together, I think, an outstanding outdoor facility, which you gave us great advice for. And some of that was in terms of not only how to do things, but the types of surfaces that we have. Just tell tell everybody a little bit about that process and what you're most proud of about that facility.
We have an amazing sports complex out there. We have the best turf you can purchase with the Field Turf DuraSpine Revolution, as well as the sister company of the Tarkett company, Field Turf, is Bynon, the Bynon Track Company. We bought them from the same company, and Bynon is the best track surface in the world as well. I did a lot of research. I'm fully immersed in track and field, and part of that is in-ground equipment, track surfaces, the asphalt underneath. I like to study all that. So what I did is I called some different companies from the different track and field synthetic surface companies, and they came and gave us bids. I'm sure you remember that, Fred.
Oh, very, very well.
Yeah, we listed all that, and I put a couple packages together, and with your knowledge and hard work, you made some great decisions. And I think the turf still has another 10 years in it. I think that the track has another at least 10 years in it. And everything looks brand new, like it was made yesterday.
Yeah, and
it's a beautiful place.
That has a lot to do with you, because at Siena, for everyone, you just don't coach. You also have to handle an administrative area, as we all know, like Coach Sanifer, for example, coaches our golf team, and kind of his assistant AD handles business operations. Many of the coaches handle events. You know, they have to supervise events, and yours has been handling that stadium and your ability to keep that thing. I drive every time I'm up there, and I drive through. I look at it with pride, and it just, nothing looks out of place, and that has to do with you and your crew. So let's switch gears, and again, congrats on all that. I mean, you've just been a tremendous employee for us at Siena. I know Coach Siljabek and feels the same way. But my next question is, talk to me a little bit about what's coming up and what type of team you're going to have this year.
Well, we're very young. I only have two seniors, and we're going to have a full complement for the indoor season. We're really strong in the hurdles. We have a new coach on staff with Coach Conley. He's a former Siena Heights alum. And I'd like to say thank you and happy holidays to Coach Gibson, Coach Nemus. We have Emily Kucher at the throws, Coach Bauer. And we have a bunch of young coaches that are bringing these hurdlers, high jumpers, sprinters along. But I think we're really bringing along our long sprints, our short sprints along with Coach Conley. With that, we have a freshman out of Bronson, Jenna Salick. She was, the D3 runner-up state champ. She ran a 57.1 in the 400 meters. We have a girl from another freshman from Jonesville, Tiffany Larder. She's a 17-foot-plus long jumper. She'll also help us with the 400. We have another hurdler, 400 freshman from Flint, Michigan, Lanaria Richards. She's doing a great job. As well as we have some upperclassmen like Tyler Fugate, who you're going to talk to in a few minutes, and the pole vault, Brianna Hatfield, In the high jump, she goes 5'3". We have Deja Hill back from injury this year, and she's already going 5'4". And, of course, our distance crew, we have a full complement of distance crew from cross country. At the cross country meet, I ran 10, and eight of them PR'd at the conference meet. So they're hungry, they're improving, and they are really beginning to love to run distance, so that helps.
You know, as you all know, this has been such a roller coaster for all the coaches, not only at Siena Heights, but around the country. And again, it seems like, you know, the new variants and whatnot have spiked. How has that affected your program this fall? And as you go into the spring, how are the kids pretty healthy? Does it look like anything's going to change? Or you just take all that stuff day to day?
Well, we listen closely to the COVID task force at Siena. They're brilliant minds, keeping everyone safe. So far, our count on our positive tests on the track team has been very, very minimal, as well as all the teams on campus. We encourage teams to stay in our bubble, and in track and field, they're all friends. They train together, they live together, they eat together. So it's really not affecting us too much, Fred. We just want to keep them safe, and we're always looking forward, and there's really no complaining. We're ready to adjust. We test on Mondays. Everything at this point has been, I can say, perfect with what we're doing to keep our kids safe. It's working out very well.
You know, Coach Bauer talked about a few meets that you guys participated in, as you do annually in December. Tell us about how your teams performed at those meets.
Well, so far we kicked off the season December 4th at Saginaw Valley, and Tyler Fugate, our sophomore eligibility, but she's a junior in the nursing program. She's a pole vaulter. She broke the school record. We had a good showing from Tiffany in the long jump. She was just shy of 17 feet. We're making so many changes at this time of year. Having good performances is a very, very optimistic achievement at this point, because we're all perfecting and changing technical positions, concepts and ideas. Our distance crew, Sochi Garcia from Bronson as well. She's a junior. She PR'd in the 5K, ran an 18:44. So we had a great meet. Then I took, because of finals, a few kids that had everything under control in the classroom and could get away to go to Tiffin last Friday night. We took some athletes there as well. And Faith Jackson, our junior hurdler, she hit the A standard in the 60-meter hurdles, running an 8.86, I believe. And she previously ran an 8.82 to qualify for the national championships. So they're going very well.
Yeah, it sounded a great, great start. Tell us about, this is a two-part question. First would be, how you qualify for the NAI national meets, both indoor first and then outdoor. What is the process in that? And two, you know, before we go to nationals, we have conference meets, which now are, you know, are big team events, because track is kind of an individualized team sport. So the first part of the question is talk about the qualifying process. And then the second is about our league and who are the big or the most competitive teams that we compete against.
Sure. To qualify for the national championships, in the NAI coaches manual for track and field, they have qualifying standards. And based on last year's performances, they create times, heights, or distances for the throws and the long jump that you have to meet. So if you hit a B standard, let's say, for instance, it's the pole vault. The B standard this year is 11 feet 3. That's the B standard. We can take three of those to the national championships. And the A standard is 11 feet 5. So if you hit that height or better, that's an automatic qualifying berth for that individual. So each event has numbers assigned to those events to qualify A and B standards. Now, as far as conference, the WAC conference, for instance, in cross country, Cornerstone was 3, Aquinas 10, and I believe Indiana Tech was number 20. And there's at least 200 teams in the NAIA. So in track, the same thing happens, but even stronger. Indiana Tech is traditionally a national championship or top three team every year. And then Aquinas, and then Siena Heights. Cornerstone, Madonna is doing quite well. Madonna Boys won 2 years ago. So the WAC conference, I would say arguably is the toughest conference now in track and field on the women's side, for sure.
Well, listen, Coach, I'm going to, I don't know how we're doing on station breaks, as you and I could get going and talking forever. I'm going to turn it over to the Dean of WLN Sports here and have him ask a question or two and tell us where to go from here.
Yeah, Dean.
Absolutely. Thank you, Fred.
Dean, that's all that means, Coach, is that I'm old. That's the only thing it means.
I don't know about that.
I got a couple questions. First of all, of course, we're going to get a chance to talk to Tyler on our next segment. So, I actually have a vault at my house. If I happen to forget the combination, could she possibly help me with that or no, huh? I wasn't thinking she probably could, right?
I don't think that's relatable.
Okay. Well, I was just checking. But my real question is, we'll get a chance. What makes her the special athlete that she is?
Oh, that's a big question. Tyler, I saw her vault in high school. She, her coach Kenny from Tecumseh, is a great young man. He played volleyball for us at Siena. He did a little vaulting. But I noticed something on the runway when I watched her vault in high school. She came into the box, into the takeoff for the pole vault, aggressively. She comes at it, and she's not holding back. And she is a level 8 gymnast at 5 feet 8.
Wow.
So one of my favorite things that I say is the pole vault is gymnastics on a stick. So she, and she works so hard, she just benched 165.
Wow.
And she's much lighter than that and athletic, and she is, I really don't see a limit to her potential.
I mean, the vault takes an awful lot of strength. I mean, combination of speed and strength, and I imagine the upper body strength has got to be pretty substantial.
Yeah. Yep. With her bench, she in the weight room, she's the first one in and the last one to leave. She does it in her free time. She's taking care of her lifting over break. She has completely changed her her structure, muscle structure. She just is strong, and you can tell it, and she's just a great athlete. And she's a great student. The nursing program at Siena, as you probably already know, is very, very good, and it's not the easiest program to complete.
Coach, out of those six national champions that you've coached, how many of were they all women, or were some of them men?
Two were men.
Okay, and the other women, what did they vault? I noticed that Tyler is at 13-1 and is or 13-4 and is our current record holder. So that, they're going up, up, and up, it sounds like.
Yeah. Well, I try to learn a little more each year. I study film. I talk to Olympians. Our first national champ was Lindsey Stinnum, and that was 10 years ago, I believe, maybe 11. She went 12, 11 and a half, and she won twice, first outdoor, then the next indoor season, her senior year. And the men, I believe, our best has been 17-5 with Richie DePalma from Brownstone Woodhaven, and then Chris Scheer from Byron Center went 17-3, I believe, and was national champ as well. And then, as you know, 3 years ago, I had the Sheila and Tasha McKinley twins. Tasha won indoor, and then Sheila won outdoor, and they both went 13 feet, 4 meters.
That's outstanding. And before your time, we had Coach Haynes's daughter here. I forgot, was it Amanda?
Oh, Amanda was fantastic.
Yeah. And
she has the outdoor record at 14 feet,
no kidding.
And that qualified her for the outdoor national championships. She was very, very good.
Wow, that's outstanding. Congratulations, and we can't wait to talk to Tyler for sure.
Well, Coach, we got to let you go, but we want to wish you and the track team all the best. Is there anything in the near future that the team is pointing towards, an event or anything like that?
Well, we like to be ready for conference. We want to qualify at least another one hurdler, 4x4, some distance runners. We're just aiming at the indoor conference meet at Aquinas, and all the ladies are fired up, and they're going to continue to work hard to see how we do.
Where are the you said that we know the national outdoor championships are in down in Alabama, where Coach will be inducted. Where are the indoor nationals this year?
South Dakota State University, Brookings, South Dakota.
Okay. Well, Coach, thanks so much for being on the show. We want to wish you and everyone connected with the track and cross country programs all the best.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, John.
Hey, have a great holiday with your family up there, Coach.
Thank you so much, Fred. Bye-bye.
All right. That was track and cross country coach Kirk Richards. We'll be back right after this break here on Siena Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Is space becoming a problem for you? Do you have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Welcome back to Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. Our guest on this break is Tyler Fugit. She is the vaulter on the Siena Heights women's track team. Hi, Tyler. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Okay, Coach Smith is here. We don't have too many questions, but no, actually, that's not true. We got a whole bunch of them, so I hope you're ready.
I don't know if you listened to the earlier part, Tyler. This is Coach Smith. I spent 44 years at Siena, but Coach John didn't know if you could unlock any of his vaults over his house. And yeah. Coach Richards tactfully said that is what we're talking about here. But he did speak glowingly about you, and I'm glad you heard that because – He gave us a great outline of your accomplishments, but I'm going to kind of go back a little bit. Sounds like you went from Tecumseh. Is that right?
Yes, I am from Tecumseh High School.
Great. And what attracted you to Siena Heights?
So first, Kurt got a hold of me and Sheila, Leaders now. She texted me when I was in high school and she heard that I was vaulting, and then Kurt contacted me, so I set up a visit to Siena. And when I went, I was like, oh, it's just going to be like another college visit. But then when I talked to Kirk and then the nursing director, I just felt like, they both made me feel like family right away, and it was like a sense of home and where I was supposed to be. And then I learned more about the nursing program at Siena and Kirk and all of his accomplishments with his athletes. So that had a huge impact on why I chose Siena.
So that was your goal then, coming out of high school, at least you thought at that time, was the to attend a nursing program?
Yes. I knew I wanted to do nursing right away.
So how was that fit for you? I mean, we've talked, this program's been going on for a few years now, and we know it's very demanding because of clinicals, the intense classwork, and being able to participate. How's that fit for you in your track career?
It's definitely made me learn how to, like, manage my time with school and sports, and then even, like, hanging out with friends. But it is demanding, but I just think it's, like, all worth it. I love all the stuff that I'm learning about. And then now that I'm actually in the program, it's a lot more hands-on stuff.
Right.
So it's very interesting, and it's fun for me. So I think that helps.
You know, as you know, Coach Richards mentioned that this is your third year or junior academically, but technically a sophomore. Athletic eligibility because of some of the COVID stuff that people got extra years. What is your timeline for graduation as of now?
So I have three more semesters left with the nursing program, so I'll be graduating in 2023 in the spring. But I've like thought and considered about the nursing master's program at Siena, just so I can come back for a fifth year and use my last year of eligibility.
Great. So talk to John and I here about what are your goals this year athletically?
My goals athletically, I feel like I have a lot, but like my main one is by the end of outdoor, hopefully be going 14 feet.
Wow.
And then just get on bigger poles. And then a big goal of mine is to win the WAC championships as a team. And Indiana Tech is, like, a tough team to beat because they're very stacked with athletes. But I think we have a lot of potential this year to beat them just because, well, we have a young team, but there's a ton of talent, like, throughout the whole track and field aspect. So I think we have a good chance of hopefully becoming team WAC champions.
And last year, I think you were runner-up. Were you the national runner-up in the outdoor meet? Did I read that correctly?
Yes. Oh, yeah, and another goal is to be a national champion. That would be a dream.
Yeah, well, that's outstanding. And this may, I know it's a silly question, but you vault, and that's a full-time. Do they ever ask you to run a relay or do anything like that?
Yes. Last year in outdoor season, Kirk put me in the 4x4.
Wow.
So I ran a 400, not knowing I was going to run it until like 20 minutes before the race. So I already ate and drank a ton of water before the race. And I was coming around for the last straightaway. And I thought I was going to pass out. And Kirk is just yelling at me, use your arms, use your arms.
Well, why doesn't he put you on relays? You got the short pole with the relay instead of that big long pole.
Yeah. Easier to carry.
Right.
Just another question, I'll turn you back to John, is do you have any teammates that also vault, or how many, and do you vault right with the male vaulters, and how does that work?
So this year I have one other girl teammate that vaults, Sam Knoll, and she's actually my roommate, so she's the other girl vaulter. And then there's three guys this year. There's two TJs, one as a senior, and then another as a freshman, and then there's another freshman, Billy. So we all vault together for the most part. Sometimes I'll vault by myself, but we're usually a group. We're a close group, too, so it's fun.
Did you, you know, did Coach mentioned whether he, the world knows this now, that you can bench 165 pounds. I don't want to mess with you. But how much did you hit the weights when you were at Tecumseh?
I started lifting, I think it was my sophomore year of high school, and we had a great strength and conditioning coach there, Mr. Lindy. I took advanced strength and conditioning with him my sophomore through senior year, and he just got me into lifting, and I learned a lot from him, good like techniques, so he just made me love it. And then we started lifting even more at Siena, so that was
so Tyler, in high school, did you play any other sports?
In high school, I did volleyball for 1 year, my sophomore year. It was just for fun. And then I did gymnastics.
Yes, that's
for,
right.
Tecumseh.
Well, listen, it's just been, for me, a real pleasure to talk to you because, you know, your accomplishments are many, and we're going to wish you a ton of luck. I'm going to turn you back to John, but I hope you have a great, great Christmas, and you get ready, and we'll keep an eye on your accomplishments this winter and spring. John?
Thank you so much.
Me too. Tyler, one of the things I'd like to know is, do you juggle?
What was that?
Do you juggle?
Do I juggle?
Uh-huh.
No.
I think that you do. I mean, you're in an extremely demanding nursing program. So give us an insight as to how do you juggle the nursing program and track and field?
Well, that's a tough question. Sometimes I ask myself that too, but well, classes for the nursing program are, the shortest class we had was 3 hours. So in lecture, we learn a lot. And then I usually have like a gap for practice time. And then right after practice, I usually study with my roommate, Bree. She's also on the track team and she's in the nursing program. So it's nice having like teammates around me that are going through the same thing. So we study together, and then I just take it one day, an assignment at a time.
So in the spring semester, are you going to be involved in clinicals?
Yes, I will be.
So that's even more of a juggle.
Yes. This past semester, we actually had clinicals 2 days of the week, so I learned quickly that sleep was my friend, and I need a lot of sleep with how much I was doing.
So, some of the places that you're taking clinicals, are they fairly close? Are you doing Hickman or in Toledo, or where do you wind up doing your clinicals?
So, this semester coming up, I'll have them at Hickman and Adrian, and then the past semester was Monroe, so that was a drive, but since I'll be in season, technically in the winter and spring, they put me at Hickman because they work well with athlete schedules.
Now, you mentioned earlier that one of your goals is 14.
Yes.
That can win you the championship, can't it?
It possibly can. There's a lot of good pole vaulters in the NAIA right now, but I'm hoping.
14 could win it.
Yes.
Well, wow. Well, I you know, I want to thank you so much for being on the program with us here this evening. Tyler, we want to wish you all the best in your juggling act as you go forward. go ahead.
Thank you for having me, and I wish you guys a Merry Christmas, too. And I just wanted to say hi to my mom and my dad and my family. and my teammates who are listening. I've never been on the radio before, so I wanted to tell them hi.
Well, that's just another bar that you've gotten over. Right? On the radio. Oh, congrats, Tyler. We want to wish you and your family all the best in the future. Thank you for being on the program.
Have a great holiday, Tyler.
Thank you for having me. Merry Christmas.
All right, that was Tyler Fugit. And we're going to be back with more. You're listening to Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.
Concerned about unpredictable rising college tuition costs? Siena Heights University is taking a bold step to remain affordable. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. A Catholic university located in Adrian, Michigan, Siena Heights also offers scholarships in academics, athletics, and the arts. Find out what the Siena Tuition Advantage is all about today by visiting siennaheights.edu. That's the Siena Effect.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Welcome back to Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. Our final guest of the show is going to be Mildrena Youngs Brooks. She is an alumnus with Siena Heights University. Whoa, she got a resume, Coach Smith, biology major at Siena Heights, and in 3 months, she's going to take her MCATs. Mildrena, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome to the show. I got to ask you right off the bat, you're taking the MCATs in 3 months, is that right?
Yes.
And where are you going to go with that? Tell us all about that.
I want to go to Mayberry University in Nashville, Tennessee, and I want to go to medical school to become a pediatrician.
Awesome, awesome. Well, that is just so great. Now I'm going to turn you over to Coach Fred Smith.
Okay.
Hey, now, Mildrena, do you like to be called Mildrena or Millie? I heard Coach call you Millie. What do you like to be called?
Millie.
All right, Millie. Where are you from originally, Millie?
Flint, Michigan.
Flint, Michigan. And how'd you hear about Siena Heights?
I heard about Siena Heights from being recruited by Coach Richards to compete for a Siena Heights track team.
And compete you did. I see, you know, 5-time All-American, 22-time national qualifier, 3-time WAC conference champion. You had quite a career. When you were... And you also coached for us for 3 years also, or at least 2 years. Is that right?
Yes.
What was the difference between competing and coaching?
Well, I was definitely able to understand where Coach Richards was coming from and how we should do things in a certain way. Because as an athlete, you see things your way. You be like, okay, the coach knows what they're talking about, but I think if I do it this way, I'll be okay. But then as a coach, now I saw, like, okay, no, when the coach say do this, they want you to do this for a specific reason, and it's a part of the process, and you need to trust it.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's a, you know, having coached for 30 years, I can tell you that's always a unique thing is you want to push your athletes, but you also got to get them to believe in you. And so they had to believe in you too, right?
Yes, and they did once they saw results.
Good, good. And you were a biology major, obviously, as you're trying to get into medical school. When you were in high school, did you have any idea, other than you were a great athlete, obviously, that you wanted to do in college? And did you know what you wanted to major in?
Yes. So I already came into college pre-med, so I never switched my major
because wow.
I knew from high school that's what I wanted.
That is outstanding. Good for you. So... when you got to Siena, it seemed like you ran a lot of different events. What was your best event?
My best event was more than likely triple jump.
Okay. When you were, it says you were a 5-time All-American. Was that the event that you were All-American in?
Actually, no. I was an All-American in the relays. And in the 100-meter hurdles, which I started my junior year.
Wow. You almost could be like a, you know, I don't know what they call the women, but men, a decathletes, I don't know, pentathlete. But
yes.
As you, when you first got here, what did you do best in high school?
In high school, my best was the 100 and the 200.
So you became more of a... triple jumper then?
Yes.
Right, right. And was that something you ever did before you got to Siena?
No. They saw me, and he was like, she's powerful, so we're going to try her at jumps, and I just so happened to be good at them.
Oh, that's outstanding. It sounds like, you know, it says you scored 71 points over your career at WAC conference meets, which is unbelievable. So how many events did you score those points in? And what events?
Every event that I competed in. So the 60 dash, the 60 hurdles, long jump, triple jump, and sometimes the 4x4 if I was in it.
Oh, my goodness gracious. There you go, John. You talk about juggling. This lady is, I bet you were busy at track meets, going from one event to the other.
I definitely was.
Well, as you were at Siena from 18 to 20, were you doing graduate work or did you just coach with us?
I just coached.
Okay.
During that time, I was studying for the MCAT.
Good, good deal. Well, listen, I'm going to turn you back over to John. But are you back up in Flint now, or are you around this area?
I'm back up in Flint.
Okay. And I'll turn you back over to John. And it's been a real pleasure for me to talk to you. I mean, my goodness, you're going to be probably a future Hall of Famer at Siena Heights with that resume. And but more importantly, I wish you great success in the MedCats and in your future career. Hopefully, it'll be Dr. Young Brooks soon, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Well, I have a few questions for you, Mildrena. The triple jump, that was something that I just could not grasp, just even watching it. I mean, it was like a combination of a sprinter and hopscotch.
Yes.
And I don't know how you could, I don't know how anyone can do that. That's just, I mean, you didn't triple jump in high school, right?
Correct. I did not.
So when did you pick that up? What year at Siena did you start triple jumping?
My freshman year. So my first year there, I'm pretty sure I popped it off. At the first indoor meet, my first collegiate meet, I triple jumped.
And so was that a recommendation from coach for you to try the triple jump? I'm kind of wondering how that conversation went.
Well, it was from him and an assistant coach, Coach Camilo. But, yes, they asked me would I want to try triple jump. And it seemed kind of fun. As you said, it was like sprinting and jumping. I was like, why not? And I kind of got the hang of it, and I was just like, okay, we're going to see what we can do with it.
Well, I mean, that's fantastic. I'm assuming that they noticed your versatility because the different events that you were doing, and they thought she's versatile enough. She can be good because that's what it takes to be a good triple jumper, right? You have to have a lot of versatility.
Correct. I would have never did it if they never suggested it.
No, Millie, isn't it like a hop, skip, and a jump? Is that what it is?
It's a skip, skip. So it's a right, right, left, stand. Okay. So jump, 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 stand. Or left, left, right, whatever leg you are. You have to do three of them.
So that's why I thought it was hopscotch.
Yeah. Well, you were a long jumper, too. I mean, your PR in long jump was 19.4.
Yep.
And what was your PR in high school? Flint Southwestern? Is that where you were at?
Yes. I didn't do long jump in high school either.
Wow. So what were your specialties then?
In high school, it was just the 100, the 200, and the 4x1 and 4x2.
So the jumping came later, and you probably had no idea. That is outstanding. I mean, that to think, and it's hard for me to know what is good in triple jump. Do you know what I'm saying? Even in life, I just don't know. And so many of the times now are done in meters and whatnot. It's hard for me to. I always like to know in feet. But did you improve a lot, or were you just good at it naturally, the long jumping and triple jumping?
I was just good at it naturally. I had a lot of things that I needed to work on, a lot of the techniques. So everything that I did was based off of just the talent that I had.
Did you coach those events when you worked on the coaching staff for those 2 years?
Yes, I did. I coached for the jumps as well as the hurdles and the sprints.
Okay. Well, listen, it just sounds, you had quite a career at Siena, and I really want to congratulate you on all your accomplishments and certainly wish you the best, not only through the holidays here, but in your preparation for that MedCAT and your future med school. So I'm going to sign off and wish you that and turn you over to John.
Thank you.
I got, you know, we talked, our first segment of the Night Mill Drain was talking with Coach Richards. And, of course, he told us then that he was a technician, that he really enjoyed the technical events. He must have had derived a great deal of pleasure coaching you in the triple jump, since it is such a technical event.
Yes, he did. That, along with the hurdles, that was actually my favorite event that he coached me in.
Yeah, the hurdles. I could never get my, you know. You know, Coach Smith was asking you about, you know, what's long for the triple jump. I know what's long for the triple jump. I did a triple jump. I got a 6, and that is long, let me tell you. That is long. So, and I didn't even attempt the hurdles. Did that one time. I just kind of pushed him down. But and I didn't beat anyone, so that didn't work out very well either. But so will you, I don't know, sometime, obviously you're going to be tied up full-time in the future as a doctor. I'm just kind of wondering, will there be anything in of a sports nature that might follow you into your future?
Well, I would like to train for the 2024 Olympics. That's always been a goal. Med school and the Olympics have always been something I wanted to do.
Well, wow. I mean, it's good that you don't put too much on your plate. geez, that's just... So what's going to be, what event, if you get that opportunity, what event will you train for in the 2024 Olympics?
The 100-meter hurdles.
Okay. That's your favorite, isn't it?
Yes.
Wow. 100-meter hurdles. 12 flat. Is that your PR?
14:02.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're right. That was your 100-meter.
Yes.
You didn't have any hurdles there. Okay, you read that wrong, didn't I? 14:02. Wow. How many hurdles are there in the 100 meters?
10.
10. Wow. I think that I could get through 3 in that time. I think I could do that. So I just, you know, it is just wonderful. I mean, coming to Siena Heights, coaching at Siena Heights, having such a great academic and athletic career, you know, you are one of the reasons that Siena Heights is the university that it is today. It's alums like you that just, wow. And we're not done hearing about you, are we?
No, sir.
There you go. So if you wind up becoming a physician, will you be in the area or you don't really know?
I'll probably be a doctor wherever I go to medical school at.
Okay, well, Mildrina, we want to wish you all the best in the future. Thanks so much for being on the program.
Thank you.
All right, that's Mildrina. I got to, you know, we have to run because we got a basketball game coming up right afterwards, Coach.
All righty. Hey, great show, John. You have a great holiday.
You too. Same to you. All right. We've got basketball coming up next. This has been Siena Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.